is the conservation element discussion.
Well, she's looking that up. How many do we have approved now? So that's economic development, demographics, historic preservation.
Community design.
Utilities.
Utilities.
So we're starting to knock them off. Okay.
Recreation, open space.
Time left.
So that's six.
So all that's left is conservation, housing, transportation, intergovernmental coordination, and then the future land use.
Yeah, and, right.
So we're over half.
Woo, we've only got the heavy lifting left to go.
We've only got the heavy lifting ones left, yeah. And we only have a few meetings to go.
Intergovernmental coordination, that's.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Appreciate that.
And that'll keep changing as we go forward.
I think the way to do this element, it was emailed out to the commission prior to the workshop. And I know there was a lot of comments. I think the thing to do here is just go page by page through, and instead of doing five commissioners, unless someone thinks of a better way. So,
yeah, we've got.
So I have the version that Kim combined edits from Marty, Vince, and herself, but I don't think that had any edits from Keller or Doug or Bob. So
no, well, we couldn't.
Do you want to just go from
you know,
the fresh
couldn't
copy?
Do a group meeting because of the FOIA laws.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Just I asked Kim.
I'd say let's go through with the one with
the edits,
yes.
The edits
and
from
then
the three of
they
you.
Can say yes, no, or
okay.
You know, are you insane?
All right,
whatever.
The first one was from Marty. He wanted to delete the back half of the proposed vision for conservation. What was your reasoning for this, taking out the removing the quality of life?
Well, it's just a definitional thing. I mean, quality of life is means so much, so many different things to so many people. It's hard to quantify. I just thought it made it more succinct.
Does anyone want to have thoughts?
I said, fine, I don't care.
So the name of a piece of legislation, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, the Quality of Life Act, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not, yeah. Might be confusing.
Just trying to see if I can make notes here in the PDF. Is this just Adobe Reader? Janelle?
Yes.
I guess I can't
put. I think you can make comments over on the other side. Well, I think that no, there was actually under the comment.
Sorry,
yeah, see the little sticky note thing or?
On the right.
Under learn more.
Why don't you just leave the comment there and the ones that
this?
We take out we'll delete.
Oh, these. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's since it's there, it's.
Okay. All right, the next is a comment here from Marty. Must be pointed out the majority of these are privately owned and individual property rights are protected. What were you referring to here, Marty?
Well, so many times in different things I've been involved in, people refer to natural resources as if it's their community property. Pretty much all of these properties are deeded to some individual or an entity, and it gets overlooked that, you know, we can't just simply tread over people's property rights. So I just think it's important in the opening paragraph to recognize that many of these natural resources are privately owned.
Yeah, my comment was just the word really majority. I don't know. That just seemed like that could have been a lightning rod. But I think what you just said is that if we say a lot of these are privately owned or, you know, or...
You know,
I think it's a point that should be made.
You know, however
absolutely.
We word it, I mean, just
yeah.
I don't think we can overlook
because
that.
Because there is this idea
so what if,
that,
right.
that protected lands are public lands, and that's not necessarily true.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I read your comment differently than how you just sort of said it, but I agree with that.
Okay. All right. So we'll add a sentence yeah. about saying that while a lot of these, you know, while some of these are public resources such as parks, many are privately owned resources that support whatever wildlife and
yeah.
whatnot. Okay. Next one, Kim. Virtually all land in Delaware has been modified by human hand. See a handbook, someone's book on the subject. Can we just leave it as undeveloped?
Yeah.
So the word natural?
I'm okay with that.
Undeveloped areas.
But if it was natural, we would have old growth forest encompassing this entire county.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any cleared ground, yeah.
Any issues with removing that?
Do you want to accept that change with a comment, please?
Okay, next was taking out, say, are being minimized instead of can be minimized.
Yep.
Impact of development on natural resources are being minimized.
Yeah, we've been working on that for quite a while in the county before I got on the commission, I'm sure, Bob.
All right, so now into the discussion on federal land. Someone, I'm not sure, Kim suggested removing a lot of this information here. Let me see what her comment was. All right, it's federal property. The county has no say in it. Recommend remove the paragraphs and replace with the refuge is managed by the comprehensive conservation plan developed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. County should review the plan with the service and property owners to evaluate its impact and effect on the area and decide if there are issues that could be addressed from the county level. The state offers a example of how the system works.
That wasn't to be added.
Oh, that was just your reference.
If you want to see an example of how this has worked, the state of Colorado has done this well.
So what was the issue with this paragraph about just talking about what the refuge land cover is?
It's just more of the why do we need to have it in there since it's not something we actually are part of, and it's just words for words' sake.
Yeah, I agree. It just tightens the document. It's just
tightening it up more than anything else.
Okay.
Because we talk about the size of it, we're keeping that in.
Right? Yeah, I'm keeping in that it's the yes, it's a we have this big open space that people can use, but it's all mandated what happens on it by at the federal level. We don't have any say as what happens there. But they should be working with that plan. The county should be working with that plan and with the local home farmlands to make sure that everything's working in conjunction.
Any concerns?
I'm okay with deleting that.
You got to
replacing
which,
with what she's.
Yeah, that's.
I would just delete it and just leave it.
Well, no, I think we should mention the comprehensive conservation plan. Yes. That was mentioned further down in the old 2008 chapter, but I put it up here because it just seemed separated before. So there was a section on that plan in the old element.
Well, that one sentence, that's fine. Yeah.
I mean, I like that what you put in too. The county should periodically review the plan because it impacts what happens all around there. I think the county should have a seat at that table. I think that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But yes, that we need to be looking at that because, like I'm saying, in Colorado, what it was. Like everybody in that area was being impacted by a federal land because of, like, I don't know, a bug or a fish or something like that was endangered. And so they said, well, give us a number of when this stops being endangered. And they started it was a fish because they started a hatchery program and made it so that this fish was no longer endangered. And they're like, okay, can we now be allowed to walk next to that stream? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. So.
Okay. Good.
Okay, the next one was down here from Marty. This should end with a forward-looking sentence. I suggest we inform the reader that recent funding has been reduced to zero.
Well, I mean, I don't think that the strike-through language adds too much, but I do think, you know, we need to indicate to the reader that recent funding has been minimal or greatly reduced from previous funding. So we can't project that another 60,000 acres is going to be preserved in the future. I mean, the budget for open space the last couple of cycles has been zero.
In the state?
And so something forward-looking to this indicate that, hey, there have been problems with funding with the program recently, and are there opportunities for the county to perhaps match funding since there's some interest in what is called public money, public access. So, you know, maybe we can reopen that funding door with some sort of county activity in ordinance. I'm talking about purchase of development rights or purchase of density.
I'm just back to the question about deleting the sentence. I mean, I put in here because I thought it was good to highlight the fact that the program has preserved so much land in the county.
But it's already there.
But it's permanently preserved it.
The Open Space Council has preserved nearly 60,000 acres and 400 projects in all three counties. Between 1990 and 2017.
And this breaks down how many in Sussex.
Yeah, that's so, the state. Yeah.
That's
and
the state.
The, what you're getting rid of is what is actually happening in the county.
Yeah.
Yeah, but historically, is not as important as moving forward. You know, so instead of adding more history, you can either replace that with here's what's happened in the county and strike the open space in the state. You know, so replace the previous sentence and keep that. But we need to add, you know, we need to add something in the future of what the likelihood of funding is since it's been zero. The reader needs to understand that that's not continuing at the present time. So either strike the previous sentence and keep the strike through, or
could we keep all of it and just add a sentence like you're saying about
the document's long enough as it is. We don't need the state numbers. The state numbers are inconsequential. So strike that.
So strike this one and keep the information about the county itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's important. And I read this, and I thought that was a good point because, you know, we're all so in tune with this, but, you know, we read it and we know what the goals, objectives, and strategies say. But I agreed with Marty on this, too, that this is an opportunity here within the text to say that the county could do more in the future. You know, there's too much of, I think we have to be careful of this as we're reading the plan. There's too much of the elements being a look back or a status quo without connecting to the future and the goals and objectives and strategies. And it seems like here would be a good opportunity to state something along the lines of what you said, which is, you know, expand or increase or whatever open
space. Well, since recent funding has been zero, perhaps some county funding would re-stimulate state interest in funding open space in a match format or something general like that.
Yeah. And maybe it's good to keep this is what has happened in the state and show it's like, okay, the state has there's been 60,000 acres, but in Sussex County, show that a lot of it has been in here, and we recognize that that needs to continue and reference the funding issue. So we're showing what's happened in the state and then go, okay, this is the number of acres and projects in Sussex County and the need for that to continue and recognize that funding source. So it's kind of a hybrid, striking some of that while also referencing the need for the funding source. Because I think it's a good balance to show this is what the state has done and a lot of it has happened in Sussex County to show, you know, while we're protecting land, a lot of it's coming here and we want that to continue in the future.
So are you saying, Janelle, keep the number that mentions how much was done in the state?
And then make sure we're adding how much has actually happened in Sussex County
right.
And then reference the fact that we think this is important
and
the funding source needs, we strongly suggest the funding source should be there so this can continue to happen. Because that's what I seem to be hearing is that we want this to continue to happen.
You know, what happened in the state and in the past and is not as important as to recognize that the program exists. Here's the existing state of the program. How might we impact that program in the future? It's similar to us comparing the farm acres in Kent and Sussex, or Kent and Newcastle, the farm acres in Sussex. It's immaterial to what we're doing here. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep the document as tight as we can by striking every sentence that's unnecessary. The state numbers are unnecessary. Move that up and then add a sentence to replace the state sentence so we don't actually save any space, but maybe we at least move the document going forward to say, hey, look, you know, this might be an opportunity for us to revitalize the open space program by creating some form of match.
Well, we're actually saving space, Marty, because we're losing two other sentences.
Maybe. That would be great.
Because I would tell you, I'm reading this again, I could argue it the other way. If I'm the state, I could look at it and say, well, sheesh, it's 60,000 acres, Sussex County. You already got more than half of it.
Right.
Why are we spending money down there? You know, I think that to get the state stuff out makes sense. Reading it again.
It really does. It's immaterial going forward. You know, when the budget writers write, they're going to look at where the money's coming from. And if we have match, they'll probably drift there. If we don't, they won't.
So we're removing just the sentence that says the Open Space Council and adding the new information about the state of the program and how the county can help support that. Okay. All right, next one was, Marty, delete the strike through text, move the last sentence up. Okay, so the text being deleted has to do with, this was actually mostly 2008 text, how property owners are doing easements.
Yeah, again, just to tighten the document. It doesn't really add anything, and you move it in addition to the end sentence of the opening paragraph.
But I think
That's what I didn't understand. Yeah, I gotcha. So that moves it in addition, comes after
up to,
others.
And it's the last sentence of the opening paragraph.
Gotcha.
And take out, so it just doesn't describe
how it's done.
It doesn't describe how it's done. It just says that it's being done.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. On this map, is there any way, and we've got so many colors, it's so darn confusing. And I mean, can't we just combine all the state-owned protected lands into one color? Who cares whether they're state forest lands or parks or if the Open Space Council purchased them? They're fee simple purchased, they're owned by the state. Just put them in one color and reduce the number of, it's just hard to look at that map.
We can try, but I'll try to play around the categories and see what we can do.
Because nobody really cares.
So you're saying state land versus what would everything else be?
State-owned lands, who cares what the
purpose is? But what would the rest be? What would everything else be?
Well, then the others are maybe are private. Wildlife areas may be private, so they need to be separate because they're not state-owned.
But then it's confusing because some of the wildlife areas are state. So they're getting rolled into the state color, and then some of the others are getting separated out as private wildlife areas. And private.
Why would a state wildlife area be put in with a private wildlife area? I mean, what's...
Or a federal wildlife, is that what...
A federal.
Well, she just did wildlife areas as a category. So it's not broken out by who owns the wildlife. Right. It's been designated as a wildlife area. So it could be private, it could be federal, it could be state.
Well, I'd like to try to move that into a direction that says this is the state-owned lands, this is the federal-owned lands, and here's the private nonprofits, and here's the preservation easements. And that way a person has a picture. Here's what the state owns, here's what the feds owns, and here's what's private nonprofits, and here's what just has easements. It's still privately owned property. It's much clearer that way. This is very confusing.
Can you tell me those categories again, and we can try? I mean,
state-owned regardless. If it's fee simple owned by the state, that's in a box.
So even parks and
doesn't matter. If it's fee simple owned by the state, it's in a box.
And some of this might not be possible based on the way the data is being collected, because some of the data may not break out. If it's wildlife, it may not break out whether it's state or federal. So we may not be able to do that because of the way the data has been collected.
Well, the wildlife areas I'm familiar with are easements. They're not owned. They're easements. And so that would go into a preservation type category. So whether it's forest preservation, or whatever, most of those are forested properties, but those are easements, and those might be in easements with nonprofits or whatever, but they're not fee simple owned.
Well, I don't think anything says this is fee simple owned. No. It just says it's protected, and then the category of on how it is protected. So, and again, it's all going to depend on how the data exists, because we may not be able to.
We'll try.
We'll look into it, definitely.
Marty, I would say this is one under the time constraints that we have. If it's a concern about colors, this may be one that, you know, might have to drop off the list depending on how hard
it might be. It might be. It's just for clarity. You look at the map and you see all the green, and there's too many greens to start with, and then they're all mixed. You got private mixed with public mixed with
that's just non-profits. The way the data's broken out.
It's a confusing mess.
I'll try, but like I said, like Janelle said, the data is what it is, and it depends on how it was collected.
But I'm just worried that becomes like a parcel-by-parcel check, you know, and that's time-consuming.
Right.
Not saying we shouldn't do it and try to do it, but I don't know that that's it's important, but I don't know that's worth getting bogged down on. Or maybe that's one we can keep revisiting even as council's looking.
We could go back and change that later just to keep things moving. All right, next one is on page 4. Comment from Marty, the reason contributions ended in 09 was because the 2010 budget was reduced by 17%, no money was available. When I compare the amount of land preserved using fee simple purchase to conservation easements, that may be worth looking at. Regarding ag, I have a couple comments. I agree with Marty's deletion, it cuts down on size details. On the other hand, comments about adding information about funding are not helpful throughout the life of the plan along the lines of what I said above. 2025, whatever happens in an 09-10 is not going to be of much consequence.
So this is similar along to the one in open space. Is this simply, let's not go too far in the past.
Okay.
I mean, it just confuses the issue. So, you know, again, I think a forward-looking statement here, I agree with Vince in that, and that, you know, we should say, okay, you know, here's what recent funding has been for ag land preservation. Perhaps, you know, open the door like we're doing in open space for perhaps a match that could increase our share of that funding or increase the funding for that purpose.
Okay. All right. Comment from Vince on the ag preservation reluctance among members of council to spend money since it's not for the benefit of the public. We can argue that position from all sides, but I think a way to sidestep it is to suggest a better coordination of how ag preservation money is spent. As we've talked about at the commission level, perhaps add a couple lines about looking at strategic ways to use this program by preserving farmland to create buffers around more intense ag uses or in areas that are near important environmental areas, et cetera.
So that just for the commission's benefit, I feel like the council's always looked at ag preservation. And there's been reluctance by one or two members who have had a say on it just because it's public money that doesn't preserve publicly accessible space, you know, and so that's one concern. And it sort of tends to be sometimes an ad hoc look in addition to that, whether it's adjacent to other agriculturally preserved lands. And I think there's another, I don't know if angle is the right word, approach probably is a better word, for ag preservation that you can use it strategically. You know, there's public benefit or county benefit besides, you know, whether somebody can go walking across a piece of property, you know, and if we can use it strategically to preserve farmlands around, you know, an otherwise intensive agricultural use or, you know, around an area that has a wildlife preserve or what, you know, whatever it would be, that would be a good use of that money that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with whether you can go traipsing across somebody's farmland or not. I just feel like that's an approach that hasn't been looked at by council.
And I well, think it's flopped back and forth. You know, we had councils that participated in ag land preservation. Now we have a council that doesn't so much. It's a 10-year plan. Who knows? It's not going to flop back and forth a couple times between now and the end of the plan. You know, so trying to find some language that leaves it open for them to decide as the people's seats change and all that. So I don't necessarily disagree with what you said. It's just, you know, how do we word it so that we, you know, leave the door open, don't close the door, let them make the decision on what they want to do as they move down that road. Either way, I mean, I don't think the reference to the reason for the contribution reduction is accurate, and I don't think it really contributes that much anyway. So if we can come up with some language that's more forward-looking, I would be much happier with that.
So, I mean, the sentence here acknowledges the fact that in 09 focus, the program funding ended from the county, and that, like Vince is saying, the focus has been on lands with opportunity for public access. So you want a forward-looking statement that says...
I just like to strike that sentence because it's not accurate. In 09, the reason that the funding stopped was because there was no money. The budget decreased by 17% that year, so there was no money. And in the interim, now that there is a little bit of money, the focus has changed. So I don't think
I
we need to
saying.
Go into that,
yeah.
Okay? So why go into that? Let's just get rid of that sentence. Let's stick something in there that's a little more forward-looking that says, hey, the Ag Land Preservation Foundation still has some funding available. Maybe the county needs to explore opportunities in the future to take advantage of that program or something of that nature. Nothing
like strategic opportunities or whatever.
Well, I think we're going to get into more of those as we move through the element into stormwater management and stuff like that. We have some in utilities and stormwater management there. But using the Sussex County Land Trust to do that is a good place to do that.
Okay. and then these sentences are just being removed for space reasons. They just talk about the program in a little more detail.
Yep, that's all.
Okay, that's fine. Next comment was Marty considered deleting the strike through text, replaced with a sentence highlighting the opportunity for the county to match funding with programs to make them more effective.
And if you can capture that in the previous and just not replace it, that's fine.
So, I mean, could we keep this text and just put the forward-looking statement above?
No, I'm trying to tighten this thing up as much as we can. You know, you're going to have, we're either going to add a forward-looking statement where the 09 reference was, or we can just strike that last sentence referencing the 09 and add that forward-looking statement here, but get rid of this.
So, I mean, this mentions wetland reserve easements, but it doesn't, by deleting this, it doesn't describe, you know, what they are, and you're okay with just leaving it open like that?
Yeah, well, the wetland reserve easements are not they're not related to the agricultural land preservation program. They're related to USDA federal program.
And that's under this USDA section here.
Yeah.
In the NRCS.
I think they just want to reference that there's a program and not get into the detail how it works.
We'll delete it then.
You know, you might say something in general that there are, you know, federal programs that offer matching opportunities for land preservation or other natural resource preservation.
And maybe even, I mean, yeah, just leave that the sentence that starts additionally and just take everything else after that out. Because, again, several people's points, the statement NRCS administers two easement programs, agricultural land easement and wetland reserve easements. I don't know if that adds anything. So just leave that.
One thing I missed on that, on the map, I mean, before we noted the different, like Holt's Landing and the different Massey's Landing and all, those areas just not significant enough to note on the protected lands list? Are they just too small?
In the recreation open space chapter, there's a map that shows
them.
The state parks and the ramps and everything else. So that's in another chapter. This just shows the land as a whole, whether it's private or public.
So that's a
different chapter. So it's there. It's just in a different chapter because it's more of
that's
more
where
recreation
we added the dots
and open space.
Public.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so is it on here or not on here?
It's not on this one, but it's on the.
Well, it's
more recreation.
You mean the ramps? The ramps are not in there, but
so
the land. So if there's land that's preserved as part of a park, it's in there.
Yeah, okay, that's what
it's. But we're not calling it out as a text box or anything.
Gotcha. Well, it hasn't been colored, though, has it?
No, she's saying the ramps aren't, just because they're so small.
Yeah, they're not on this map.
If there's land, like, it holds.
If it's part of a park where the ramp is, the park is being shown.
That was my question.
Some cases. Yeah, okay.
Okay, page 5. Marty is suggesting deleting this first paragraph about, let's see here, state resource area maps were a very hotly contested topic. I suggest we stay out of this fray. Please consider deleting and opening with the second paragraph.
That's self-explanatory, I think.
What's that?
Well, you may not be aware when I was on the Governor's Land Use Advisory Council when they first tried to create the state resource area maps, which are referenced by these Delaware Natural Areas Preservation System chapter, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a bloodbath, and I just don't think the county wants to get into that.
So this natural areas and woodlands map was something that was in the 08 plan, so that's why I put this in here.
Oh, did that just carry forward? Or?
Well, I mean, I updated it and carried it forward. Yeah. This text is new.
An explanation of why the map's in there.
Right. There, in the last plan, it wasn't explained why that map was in there.
Just the map was there?
The map was just there.
I think it was because the text came out for the reasons that Marty said. That was a really controversial subject. The map may have just stayed in, and that was it.
That was without
explanation.
There was no explanation for it.
Yeah, and I don't know that wasn't partly a negotiated resolution of the thing. We'll leave the map in, and that's it.
Yep. I think it's best.
Yeah.
Just get rid of both, actually.
So what's the comment? Delete the paragraph and the map?
Yep, 622, the graph figure and that first paragraph.
Is that going to be a problem, do you think, at the state level? Are they looking to see this? Do we know?
Based on past history, let's take it out, and if we've got to deal with putting it back in, we'll deal with it.
I'd rather take it out now, and if we have to deal with it, we will. But
I don't want to get into that bloodbath again.
It was a big deal last time, but so let's stay away from it.
Doesn't matter, that's one we litigated. That's a council decision. I think we'd take it out and let it fly, see what happens.
Okay, next comment on page 5 from Vince here.
What did I say?
Marty's suggesting deleting the areas in forest land preservation.
Oh, mine was just these total, they just need to be reworded.
Yeah, we'll just move that, reword that to say that those areas, preservation areas total 445 acres.
Yeah.
And get rid of that other sentence.
About the properties, okay.
Yeah. It just doesn't matter. I'm going to get rid of the figure.
Okay. Okay, next on page 7 under the water resources section, there's a lot of information being proposed for deletion. So I think Marty was suggesting.
In the TMDL Marty discussion, Kim. You know, we need to, by law, reference the TMDLs, but we do that. So all we have to do is stay in this area that we recognize that TMDLs exist, and then we have processes in our approval processes to make sure that those are adhered to. We don't need to get into why they were made or how they were made and all that. We didn't make them. We may not even know why they were made. So it's the same with the freshwater wetlands. When we get to them, it's going to be the same argument. We recognize they're there. We have processes to make sure that they're accounted for within our plan approval process. And that's all the state's really interested in.
I would just add one thing to that. We here focus on plan approval process, but TMDLs, I don't think we should limit it to that because that drives a lot of the sewer expansions that we've been doing. So, you know, I would just use a broader statement than plan approval.
You know, it's a regulation. We recognize they're there. We make sure that that's a checkbox when developers come in or landowners come in that, you know, they have to address that rule. But we don't make the rule. We don't know why it was made. We just want to make sure that it's adhered to. So we don't need to have all that other
language. We need to have something.
Yeah, we just
so trim it down.
Just trim it down to one paragraph. It just says we recognize the TMDL program exists. We have processes in place to make sure that that program is adhered to.
Yeah, I think that works because that's not specific to land use. That's everything.
And it, you know, it could change, and the rationale for it can change, and all the other stuff.
Hey, Sam.
Mr. Wilson, welcome.
Thank you.
Just for the
you know, it's Wednesday, right? Yeah. You know, you walk in here, there's a meeting going on. I'm just kidding.
Aren't we supposed to have one councilman here anyway?
I don't know. Member of council representative, just for the public that's listening and not watching, Councilman Sam Wilson just walked in the room. Welcome, Mr. Wilson, to join
us. I just want to see if you're doing all right.
That's all right. Come on down and have a seat. You need your cushion?
You got to keep that for our business. On the end down there.
Oh, sheesh, yeah, I'm busy, trust me.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Put it down there, we're fine.
Okay.
I'm in here. You wanted a note about that there's no issue with the supply of groundwater?
Just so I think we talked about this in utilities a little bit.
6-8.
Oh, we moved to 8, okay.
We moved to 8.
I'm sorry.
I think we talked about it in utilities a little bit that there's not a drinking water availability issue. And just so the reader understands that, you know, there's not an issue with the quantity. I'm not going to go so far as to say the quality, because there's some places in the county has iron in the water, it's awful. And saltwater intrusion could be an issue, but quantity of water is not.
Okay. Still on page 8, wetlands. So Marty suggested deleting a lot of this text. Vince commented saying, Marty takes out a lot of the information on wetlands. This is an area that IG feels strongly about. You may want to talk to him before considering deletion. At a minimum, the deleted language should be preserved separately as an alternative for IG Council's consideration if it's deleted.
So, well, this is the same as the TNDLs. It's no different. It's exactly the same thing. You have a federal regulation. We require every site plan that comes in to have a statement on it that there either are no wetlands present or that they've been delineated. Ever since I've been on the commission, I've never seen a site plan, and even before that, towns have the same thing. So we don't really need to get into why the federal regulation was formed or how it was done and all that. We just need to recognize that there is a federal regulation and that we have processes to make sure that that regulation is adhered to.
A lot of this was 2008 text.
And I know,
same
no,
with
it is,
TMDL stuff that's being deleted.
That doesn't
that was
make it
text.
Right.
Yeah. What's everyone else's thoughts?
Again, because it's all being rewritten right now, and it'll probably take 4 years to rewrite the whole Clean Water Act.
Yeah. Who knows how it's going to change or why?
Right. But so yeah, so saying that we recognize it and that we have things in place to follow the federal regulations is probably that would keep us clear going forward that whatever it changes to, we're going to be in compliance with whatever the federal government says we have to do.
But you're okay leaving the back half of this wetlands piece? You just wanted
to. Yeah, because I think that adds to the, to number one, it refers to different state laws, and two, it also confirms that we have processes in place for identification and site analysis and all that, which is the meat of what we need to do, is to make sure that the federal law is being complied with.
So you want this trimmed down? Similar to the TMDL?
Yeah, text. Absolutely. Condense it into to make sure that the reader, the state, the federal government, whoever's interested knows that, number one, we recognize they're there, and number two, we've got processes in place to make sure that they're complied with.
Everyone's okay with that?
Yes. I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Page...
Which page are we on?
Okay, we're
nine.
On page
nine.
Was it on nine?
Yeah, we're on nine.
Did we skip?
Yeah, there's no,
we skipped.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, because nine was a continuation.
Yeah,
of
yeah nine is so still 10. Part of that. So nothing on 10.
I didn't see any changes on.
Nothing on
yeah.
The maps. Okay,
we're up to
so
13.
Cut through those pages quick.
All right, page
yeah, 13.
This is under section.
It's the hazard
floodplains. Okay, so this is a new section on floodplains that was added.
Floodplains.
And this was a piece that I put in about the hazard mitigation plan. And as you remember, we had Joe Thomas come speak to the commission several weeks ago about the hazard mitigation plan. There's also been a lot of feedback from the public about linking this plan to the hazard mitigation plan. So I wanted to hear what the commission's thoughts were on why they think this should all be deleted.
I don't have any problem with referencing the hazard mitigation plan. I have a problem if we link the plan to the comp plan in a legal format. This is up to Mr. Robertson to decide, make sure we're not doing that. And there's reasons for that. The hazard mitigation plan is a 5-year plan. The comp plan is a 10. So we don't want the hazard mitigation plan to change, in effect, changing our comp plan without having the public input in the comp plan to recognize what that change is. So I don't want that one change to impact, the change in the comp plan. So I don't have a problem with referencing the hazard mitigation plan, but
if
I am concerned.
It references the static document from 2016.
It's not a static document, though. It gets
yeah.
reviewed every 5 years.
So I hear what you're saying. The way I look at it is twofold, and I think I said this in my note. I think since we've got to deal with sea level rise and climate change or whatever, somehow or another in this plan, this is a good way to check that box.
If we just reference the hazard mitigation.
Yeah, I think, you know, that.
We've done it.
Yeah, but I will tell you, I'd rather, if we're defending the plan, say, look, we spent a page talking about this in our plan, even though it's, you know, but I think the point is, and you need to put in here, this is a 5-year plan that's, you know,
so
subject to change at least.
Yeah, reference that.
So the county should be reviewing it as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is sort of one of those strategic ones to reference, you know, so that we've got a defensible plan.
That's why I'm all for a hazard mitigation plan.
Yeah, right.
As long as, you know, somebody can't come in and say, wait a minute, you referenced a hazard mitigation plan, and by the way, it says this, and now this is law. You know, we don't want to cross that.
So maybe I could work with you on some sort of legal text disclaimer.
And, you know, okay. Yeah. So, I see what you're saying. We don't want to create conflicts.
And again, aren't the maps in our plan more law than the wording?
Yeah, the text, true. The text, so the text is, it's the maps that are law, so.
Pardon me?
The text isn't the law in our comp plan. It's the maps that are the law.
Right.
So there could be a little bit of wiggle room in the text, but definitely adding the fact that we recognize that the hazard mitigation plan will be updated in 5 years.
And it's, you know.
It could change.
Just so we have the.
Every 5 years.
I'll let Mr. Robertson figure out how to make sure that's.
Okay, we'll work on safe. Some language for making sure that there's no issues with that being a 5-year plan and this being a 10-year plan.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we're okay with keeping this as.
Yeah. Okay.
This is, all right.
We're keeping the whole thing now?
I think we should, because this is one of those ones that the state's been just, with sea level rise, been hammering away.
Not only that, you have a lot of citizens who are very interested and concerned about that.
Yes, and
there's a lot of good information.
My note was, I agree that we should keep the hazard mitigation.
I think we should keep it. I agree with Vince.
But I was just trying to tighten it up. Like in the first paragraph, there is potential over time that these storms may increase in intensity and duration as weather patterns change. I'm like, well, you know, pigs might grow wings and fly. I mean, who knows? That's just another sentence that we could. Doesn't necessarily have to be in there. It's just conjecture.
Well, in light of recent events in Florida and Texas, I think there could be an element of truth to that statement. But if you want to change it, it's.
Well, I just know, like, if we're in front of the state, you know, it's a tool to be able to say, you know, look, we've got a page that deals with, you know, and I know that it's
maybe
a prop.
Maybe there's a few extra words, but yeah. It's recognizing that we're.
This is the one I'd like to keep. So.
I don't, you know, in general, I don't have a problem with, you know, I understand where you're going. But making statements such as the one Kim just pointed out could easily be flipped over. There's a potential that it could go the other way. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it's
so.
One of those sentences that doesn't really.
It doesn't
say
add anything to it, and all it does is.
I mean, if you want to
have this say 2 pages of nothing that we could say. We talked about it for 2 whole pages. You know, let's add more to this one.
Just the one thing, I know the state is calling for climate action plans, but the EPA has stopped. They're deleting all references to climate action plans out of their things because they said that's just too exclusive. So I mean they're not calling anything a climate action plan anymore, and that's
there a better verbiage to call?
They're going by conservation plans or environmental plans sometimes, or what they're changing everything to. They're not going with climate action plan.
Can we just take the words climate action and just call it a plan to evaluate impacts of flooding?
That's fine. Yeah,
sounds great.
Okay.
I just don't want us to, you know, already be behind the times before this thing's even published.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Exactly.
Kind of like with Dito and
back to
and
the.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Just back to that sentence. I don't think we. Came to resolution, keep this in or take this out?
Number two, Kim's number four, I mean.
Vince said leave it in.
I think we take it out.
Vince is saying leave it in.
Again,
saying
take
it
in.
Whatever.
I'm fine. If you want to leave it in, I'm not going to, this is not where I'm going to put my stake in the ground, okay?
So keep it in? Okay. All right.
Do it anyhow.
Okay, another comment at the end of that section, but at the start of page 14. Kim suggests removing the last part about development of renewable energy sources and techniques. In the area part of the county.
Was that because she didn't say that somebody said that had nothing to do with?
It doesn't have to do with clean air, to tell you the truth.
think, I thought we had a strategy. I thought we, like...
It should be in utilities.
Yeah, we do have it in utilities, but I thought...
And we should keep it in utilities, but I was like, just take it out of this plan. It's just one of those little things that people don't realize is that because wind and solar don't work all the time, you have to have...
Backup.
You have to have backup running all the time as it is, so it doesn't actually... I mean, if we could just go with renewables, it'd be super great. But because they're not reliable, we don't have a reliable system. And you can't just say, oh, well, the sun's out today, let's turn on the coal plant. It doesn't work that way. That has to be running the whole time anyway.
So I put this in here because when Jamie was here from University of Delaware, she had suggested carrying that strategy over into conservation too. So we definitely have it in utilities. I think the commission agreed with having it in this chapter too. So do you want it just in utilities?
Is there a strategy that supports
It's the
that?
Same strategy from utilities that got carried over here. Because, you know, there's a lot of places where there's cross-pollination.
Why don't we just leave it in utilities and scratch it from both of these?
Yeah.
I mean, are there...
In 10 years, if recent things that have happened in the UK pull through, then it might actually work. But right now, it's not. So.
But this is a long-term plan, so...
But it is a long-term plan. I'm not all that disturbed by it. You know, it's a long-term plan. A lot can happen in 10 years, and...
Well, I mean, we got it in the plan, though. I mean, it's in the
plan. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's in utility. It's kind of I think there's kind of a conservation element to it, but as Kim says, it's not a place where I'm going to plant a flag, but... doesn't bother me, and I would remind everybody that's an important concept. Sometimes you have to do things that are strategic, and I don't know that this is one of them, but the last thing we were talking about was. But
so, what's the consensus on this?
I'm good with removing it and removing the strategy. We've got it in utilities. We've got a long enough document as it is.
Same.
So just put a period after traffic flows.
Actually, most of our carbon is now coming from the cars idling on the highway.
Well, in that case, you need to put the mobility element.
And it may
keep on every strategy.
Yeah, I know it all. Boy.
It's all mobility.
You said it all relates to
money.
You
got to draw a line somewhere.
Traffic.
Yeah, I'm just warning. We might see some. You know, the public may. You know, catch this, and especially University of Delaware, because they were so interested in getting this in the plan, as many chapters as possible. So.
Well, and, you know, and if at the public hearing there's an outcry, you know, yeah,
we can put it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. The next was on. Okay, what are we under now? Okay, so now we're under the county initiatives. Kim has a comment on page 15.
What did I say?
Testing of septic systems in flood zones provides no standards. Could the county consider establishing a testing standard and certification process? We would need to check with Hans on that.
And I think that was
we
one
took
of the,
it out
that,
of
this is one of the things where
we
you
took it out
said,
of utility.
This isn't our bailiwick.
Yeah,
I
think Marty did too. I just think that's something we should steer clear of. That's a DNREC issue, and it's.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
it's
took it
controversial.
Out. We took it out of utility for that reason.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things I've encountered recently.
What
the state has no standards for septics, as far as like if you know, they won't tell you what the actual when your septic is failing. They just tell somebody whose job is. They send people go out to
oh,
test
right.
them.
Yeah.
And the way they test them is at like 200 gallons per hour or something, which nobody ever.
Yeah.
So everybody's septic. It's the companies that are doing the testing are the same companies that put in septics. And
no,
so they come out and every septic will fail based on the
plan
that they do.
And it holds up a real estate settlement. Yeah,
And so that's why I was, that's what I was thinking of, because I'm actually have personal knowledge of this.
But you've already got one regulatory agency. If we've redundant, now you've got a property owner has to go through two processes instead of one for the same issue.
Vince, you definitely have a point that this is not a county issue. It's a state DNREC issue. we could say the county should say something to DENREC about you really need to set a standard, but.
Okay, so steer clear of that. The other comment from Kim on page 15 is county could consider establishing a goal for how many acres need to be preserved. Plans and funding would follow.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, we got some people that think we're preserving too much land. We got others that think we're not preserving enough. It'd be good to find out how much we think we need.
Yeah, that takes the ad hoc part of it out. You've got a goal, and then you've kind of
know
we got some standards to go.
So this would be a new strategy that the county would consider establishing a goal.
Okay. It's a good idea.
Next is on page 18. Marty just wanted to mention that the DWAP program is voluntary.
Is that his notes?
That's his note there.
But it's a good thing it's not an O in there. I'd really be upset.
DWAP?
Be good. It's just that, you know, that actually failed the first time, the Delaware Wildlife Action Plan. It failed to get enough rural support, property owner support, the second time because the language was changed to make it so voluntary. Some of the more egregious goals were removed. Fox squirrel and that sort of thing were modified. And so the rural property owners signed on to it. But basically because it was, number one, voluntary, and number two, was more incentivized than it was regulatory. And so one of the problems you have with this thing is you get a voluntary program that people have reached consensus on, and you put them in a regulatory document, and people don't recognize that they're intended to be voluntary and not regulatory. So I just asked
that. Just want to mention that it's voluntary.
Yep. Okay. So everybody knows that we're not hopefully charging down the road, creating more rules and regulations to.
We're talking about wildlife conservation. Isn't this, though, another place of it's a state plan and federal plan and we don't have any say over it?
Yeah, it's just one of those things that need to be referenced, that it's there. We recognize it's there, but we also need to recognize that it is a voluntary.
Yeah, these program. Are, it's under the other state initiatives program, but you want to mention it's voluntary. Okay, so then the rest of the comments had to do with the goals, objectives, and strategies. There was some wordsmithing. I know Vince was concerned about changing these too much because we've already spent a lot of time on them.
That was just my comment on that, because we're never going to get through it if we're never final, that's all. You know?
Well, I mean, it's a draft document, so I think it's appropriate for us to review those. We've got the narrative, so we should review the strategies, goals, and objectives or whatever to see if we have any changes before we post it on the website. So I see no problem with the commission reviewing these whatsoever. Doesn't mean they'll be changed.
Okay, the first one was Marty's comment on strategy 6113. Discourages preservation of the resource. Why do you say that?
The one concerning the deletion of wetland, tidal wetlands from density calculations. I mean, those wetlands are on somebody's deed. They're owned by a property owner. And the only thing they can get for preserving the tidal wetlands, whether it's done voluntarily or by law, is by being able to use those density calculations to move them over to the other lands. You're basically telling the property owner that whether you want to or not, if you reserve a resource, you're going to get punished. That's just a bad strategy. You know, maybe we don't have the money to reward somebody for preserving resources, but certainly we shouldn't punish them and reduce densities. And the last point is that those densities have value. I mean, they obviously have value. If a person can put one house on an acre, it has one value. If they can put five houses on an acre, it has a lot more value. So densities do have value. And when we remove density calculations for preserving resources, we're removing real value for preserving that resource. And I just think it's a bad strategy. You're sending the wrong signal.
Can I
signals.
Spin that around? Just sure. I like having these discussions with Marty. So I think you could say
you
that, to use that, you're not preserving a resource or a value, you're creating it. Because if somebody has a piece of property that, you know, 100 acres, it has 20 acres of wetlands on it, they can't farm on it, they can't build on it, they can't do anything with it. So the value of that property is negligible at best. So if you say that you can count it then towards density, you know, whether it's somebody who's had that property for generations or whether they've bought it, if they bought it, they bought it at a purchase price more than likely based upon the value of the uplands, not the density, or not the wetlands. now you're saying, okay, well, even though you couldn't physically farm or build or do anything on the wetlands, you can get units based upon that wetlands acreage. So, you know, I think you could turn it around and say you're actually rewarding them by, you know, and creating value out of something that didn't have value in the first place.
I don't agree with that, because you wouldn't have a rule saying you can't fill those tidal wetlands in if people weren't filling them in.
Or wanting to.
Well, something was going on, or the regulation or law would not have passed to prevent that from happening. So to say that it couldn't be done, it's converse to the logic of why was the law needed to start with. And secondly, if we're going to err, we're much better off to err rewarding people for preserving resources. So maybe they do get overcompensated for a resource, but isn't it better to over-reward somebody preserving a resource than rewarding somebody for exploiting the resource? You know, we may not have the financial means to write the check, as a very famous person in the state once said, so we're going to pass the regulations to make it happen. But where we do have opportunities to reward people for preserving resources, we should take them. And this is one of those times. What's going to happen is, as we beyond, you know, you take this and you say, okay, if we can do this to this one particular resource, then why can't we do it for a wildlife habitat or a groundwater recharge? You can extend that logic out to other places. And what happens is you create a group of people that actually want to fight preservation of resources, because now they are losing real value. And so I just think it's a bad strategy. I think, you know, if we want to preserve resources, which is, I feel passionate about, then you have to create an atmosphere, an environment, a policy which rewards people for doing it. So I just think this is a bad strategy. I think it's a bad process to go through, because it just opens up the door to punish people for preserving resources, and I can't agree with it.
I totally agree with that.
So, but how do you see, let me ask you a question, how do you see lose value when you never had it in the first place?
Well, I mean, if you didn't,
the resource is already preserved because it's wetlands and you can't build on it. So,
well, why can't you build on it, Bob? Why can't you?
Well, because we've regulated it that way. Now, hold on, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. Okay. I'm coming to you. So you have this idea that it's already been preserved. There are lands that weren't wetlands 10 years ago, and now miraculously are wetlands. Okay, that's one issue that you have to deal with in this situation, you know. And then there are those lands that just have been, you know, regulated out of regulated away. You can't do anything with them. Now, Vince, you might remember. I think you were here when we did that. The place down by Salt Pond, the man's name was Bob Rush. I can't remember the name of the project. And it was on that road that runs from Route 1 back to where
Cedar Neck.
Okay. This was a parcel that was about 90% wetlands, and it had this one little uplands section. And they were able to get the density from all the other wetlands. Well, if you go down there and see what happened there, it really isn't egregious. I mean, what you're seeing there, what ended up being built and being done, and it's a real, you know, it's just, so I'm just pointing to it as a real life example that, you know, where the allowing them to have the density. And I think that was a case, because this was old, this was where something that may not have been considered wetlands became wetlands without any change to the characteristic of the property. It just was by regulation, okay, it was regulated away. And what I hear Marty saying is that this would be at least an opportunity to mitigate the impact of people whose rights were regulated away just by the change of how we define wetlands and so on. So it's a difficult issue.
It's
complicated for those two reasons. And I don't know. I'm not sure that we want to make a hard and fast statement. And that may be something that you know, in terms of not allowing it to count toward the density. County council may have a different view of that when the time comes, and it's their prerogative to do whatever they wish, but that's the background as to why it's not just it's not just say okay, we're not going to allow that.
Yeah, and so and that brings up a good point. You know, I agree 100% with the scenario that Bob talked about. My point, Marty, was just how to approach the argument. I think if you start talking about value, that complicates the issue, and it doesn't
it's more equitable. Equity.
Yeah.
Not dollars, yeah. But fairness.
Yeah.
You know, and in how you know regulation does tend to take things away, and Peter, there are people sitting up here who have had that experience where something that a piece of land through no you've done nothing different with it, but now right. just because of the way the definition's changed, you can't use it. And I have issue with that.
What I'm going to do to keep us moving is I'm going to poll the commission on the issue. In is to keep it in, and out is to remove it.
Can I just make a couple quick points? Just really quick, I promise
because
you.
We have, we're
okay,
very
I know, tight-fitting. I know, Marty. I just want to point out a couple things. This was in the OA plan, so it was in there for a reason in 2008. I don't know if it was a council thing or what, but this was a strategy from 2008. It is something that I've seen all over in municipalities around the country that they net out wetlands, forest land, steep slopes, floodplains from density calculation. So it's not a new thing. It's done other places. And then second, the last point was that this is, I think, specifically from the 08 plan, like I said, but for the ESDA, recognizing that the county has the ESDA and acknowledging that that's an environmentally sensitive area, so this would only be in the ESDA. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, okay, I'm just going to call the question so we can move on. In is in and out is out on strategy 6113. Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
just to consider it.
Come on with you.
Marty, I agree with you, but it does say consider, so I'm going to leave it in.
I think it's opening up Pandora's box. I think it needs to come out.
Mr. Wheatley?
I say take it out.
Mr. Hudson?
Out.
And I say out, it's out. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, page 20. Page 20, comment from Kim. Do we have a process for determining what an environmentally sensitive area is? Obviously, the ESDA is a misnomer and outlining on the map. If not, what's the point here? I know we've agreed on this. I have questions.
Okay. So, answer that question, David.
Yeah, we have them. It's in our been our plan since 2002.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Then.
So that's okay.
Yeah, it's not just what, you know, it's not somebody trying to figure out whether that's environmentally sensitive or not. It's actually a map designation.
Okay. That was my question.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's a good one, though, because you wouldn't necessarily know that by reading it.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't know that it makes a difference in the end that we actually have said that, but.
Okay, question on this one. Cooperate 6132, cooperate with DENREC and relevant nonprofits to, I can't see something here, to formulate
stronger. You skipped
over
one, Alexa. 6131, please.
631, what, which one, Marty?
6131.
Oh, it must be.
You've used
the
words.
I was hiding under this box.
That's all right. You've used the words, or we've used the words, to add regulations, and I'd like that deleted. Again, for the same reasons as the wetlands. You can regulate wildlife habitat, and then you do it through the stick. And they're telling people to line up not to protect the
so
habitat.
So just take out the words to add regulations.
Add regulations. And we can might do amendments that will actually provide incentives or things to help with wildlife habitat, but to try to regulate them is punitive.
So you're saying take out the words to add regulations, but everything else can stay.
I'm with you. I don't remember doing that one.
I was
a lot of water under the bridge.
Hey, I'm over 60. And, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. It was hiding under the box. 6144, consider support to municipalities.
I just don't remember.
So that this one actually came from recreation and open space.
Yeah, it's a
so it's one that cross pollinates between both recreation and open space and this one.
Because but of the grant funding that's provided to like Ducks Unlimited and remember the one slide I had where there's that grant funding for various conservation groups? It's kind of miscellaneous. So it's
and it wasn't even necessarily financial support, you know.
It could just be a letter.
Yeah.
I think that's
Okay. It was one of those, I was like, I don't know, what do we talk about this? I don't know.
All right, 6-1.
I mean, I don't care for it. I don't like it. But.
Yeah, I don't see where it has much to do with what we do, but.
I mean, here's the thing I'll say is it's not important enough. You know, we've got, what do we say, 100 and some odd strategies. To me, that's one that's like, we're going to do or not do anyway. Just get it out.
We're going to fight about it. This isn't the one to fight.
Yeah, let's take it out.
Yeah.
Let's take it out.
It's just not comp plan worthy, frankly.
Well, it's in the recreation and open space chapter, right. So.
Well, yeah, we'll leave it there then. I don't know.
All right, 6-1.
It's just not on that level. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If council wants to do that, they can do it. They don't need the comp plan to do it.
6-1-3-2. Marty's saying take out the text in red and change to consider methods to formulate stronger yet locally acceptable. So instead of cooperate with DENREC and relevant nonprofits.
It's just too specific, and who knows who will want to participate in that discussion.
Right.
That's true.
Okay. Page 22, 6-3-1-1. All right, here's this one again. I need to buffer the buffer. So Marty's suggesting taking out non-title wetlands as part of the buffer incentives program that might be considered.
Non-title wetlands are a buffer to navigable waterways. That's what they are. They protect navigable waterways, so there's no need to buffer the buffer. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. It's out.
Bottom of 22, 6-3-2-4 and 6-3-2-5. Looks like
that was me again. Going on.
No, it's like Marty.
It was going a little. This is the same thing. It's the same things we discussed earlier. Okay. We removed these from the utilities. I think they were a carryover from that.
Okay.
Yep.
So that was both strategies.
And I just didn't feel like I needed
it. And I think we're almost done. We have one last one, I think.
Bottom of page 23.
This is about the
taking out the word climate. So just make it broad plan instead of climate action plan.
Yeah, and she added on there, consider adding a conservation plan to evaluate the impacts of flooding in Sussex County and to help prepare for potential.
I think that's what this element is a plan. I think it's good just to make it consider development of a plan.
I just know that a lot of people are worried about flooding, especially.
Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That already says that. Yeah, okay.
So, well, so just take out the words climate action in case terminology is changing.
Right.
Okay.
And then we did have one more. I'm sorry. another one of Kim's suggestions.
On the last page, it's number 6-4-1-2.
That went along with the thing.
Keeping
that
utilities,
right.
But
did.
Take out here. Yeah. Okay, so all right, we talk about that.
And that would be that. Okay, I think we've made so many changes that we probably need to make the changes and distribute them back out to the commission, and we'll move this up to another agenda for final edits.
Okay.
Be okay with you? Yeah.
Knowing the changes, and you've got the draft, do you think that's something we could have at the next meeting?
I think so. Just that map with the colors and the.
We'll hold judgment on that.
Okay.
I think because I we're under such a short time
frame.
The
text changes, I can do
that.
Let's do the text. We'll make an asterisk on the map, and we can come back to that as we get through the rest of the process.
Because I'd rather just get this
one. Let's not forget
yeah,
the map.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hold the whole thing up. I want to get this on the list of done stuff, and that's all.
Okay.
All right. We're almost on schedule. Actually, we're right on schedule. If you're ready to move into future land use.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ross, what did you say?
I'd say we're right on schedule if we're ready to move into future land use.